Now, also Hamadumas, Hamadumas Pashut means that's mixed in Truma and Chulin together. Like you had some Truma that got mixed up with Chulin now. And the halacha is that a Yisrael cannot eat it, only a Kayim. The halacha is Nemonim Aleim, that the Namarat is Nemon of these things. Shrashi Hamadumas, Mefarsh B'Gemara. Vashta Mashma Shel Tevel Truma, V'Chulin Maravim, that if you have the Tevel of Truma, that's mixed into Chulin, we believe the Amorites. And the question is why, and we'll see in the Gemara. Like, what are you believing for? Now, B'shas HaGitas V'Habadim, V'Koydim L'Gitas Shivim Yoyim. That we believe him, it's not only B'shas HaGitas and the Badim at the time when the Mamash pressing the wine, or pressing the oil, but even 70 days before that, also, the Amoritz is becheskas to be metayer mul is chelim. Everything he does then is metayra, and he's neman even 70 days before to say whatever he's doing then is tor. Rashi says, makdimim letayra sakelim gita shoyayin badim shoshemin. Gita always means from wine, the wine press, and badim, that's the olive press, where you make the oil. So 70 days in advance before the season to press, they start being metayer the kelim, the Amoritz is nemah to say then is kelim is tor. So the Gemara is medayik now. The Mishnah starts off and says, chayme b'truma, there's a chumra about truma, that in Yehuda, an Amoritz is nemah to say his wine and shemen is tor for kodshim the whole year round. But for truma, he's only nemah only at a certain time, only at the time b'shas agitas when they press the wine, the yabadim they press the oil. So the chumra of a truma, the Amoritz is not nemah the whole year. Mashenka for kodshim, he is nemah the whole year. And the Mishnah says, dafka in Yehuda. The question is, why in Yehuda? Yehuda means that near Yerushalayim is in Chelek Yehuda. Why only in Yerushalayim? So Mars Medayik be Yehudin or Begololoi. But up further north, then already the Amoritz is not Neman. Question is, why not? So Mars said, my time, why shouldn't he be Neman there? Like, you tell me a swear now that for Kodshim, the Amoratzim are very careful to keep the Torah. So even in Golol, if an Amoritz is Menadir to give the wine to the Beis Hamikdash, why shouldn't he be Neman? So Marian says, Omeresh Lokish, Mifnei Sheritsua Shelkusim Mavsekas Beneim. In other words, you can't travel from Golan to Yehuda without going through a piece of land. There's one Ritsua, one strip of land that belongs to the Kusim, belongs to the Hazin of Eretz Amim, belongs to the Goyim. Therefore, the Lochem and the Rabbanim that Eretz Amim has Tumah to it. The Rashi says, Ritsua, Rashi is a strip of land, Ritsua Shel Eretz Amim, of Goyish land. Mavsekes ben Golol Yehuda, that divides between Chelek Golol and the Chelek of Yehuda. Now, the Yerushalayim v'Yehudi, and Yerushalayim is in the Chelek of Yehuda. So it comes out that any wine that's in the Golol, when you bring it down to Yehuda, it automatically has to become Tamei, because you have to take it over this stretch of land, and this land, Midrabban, is Tamei. Shrashi v'Yevsha l'Aviyam l'Yerushalayim b'Tayra. It's not possible to bring the wine from the Golol down to Yerushalayim b'Tayra. L'fisha gozru chachomim tumal eretz amin. The Rabbanim gave a din tumor like a mace to Eretz Amim. Goyish Aleim has a din tumor on it. The afilu shel chaverim. Even if a chaver, a chosher of a yid, shemi golol, that lives in golol, and a bol in a sochim, he can't bring his wine for the Beis Hamikdash to be used. Because when he brings it down to Yerushalayim, he has to go over this strip of land, and when he goes over this strip of land, it's metama, the wine, because it's a tumas of Eretz Amim. And not only is the land itself Tomei, but even the Avir. The Avir on top of the land is also Tomei. Yeah. So therefore, it's only in Yehuda that's Nogei too, you can have wine in store, and not in Golan. So what? So what? They didn't bring wine. So Mari asked now, V'neise b'sheid etei v'migol. So what's the problem? Let them carry their wine in a box, in a basket, or in a wagon. Let them take it, b'shei the table migdol. Let them take it in the box. So let the box like be a chatzitza that will stop the tumor from going in. So it enables it to bring the wine in the shei the table migdol. So the Marian says, Romani Rebbe, I'll tell you how Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Omar oil zorek lav shemay oil. Rebbe holds an oil when it's traveling is not called an oil. So Mela, whenever you bring it, you're always traveling. So therefore, it's not called a good oil. Rashi says, oil zorek. oil hametaltel. If you have an oil, this box that's moving, the nizrak, when it's traveling, lav shmei oil. It's not called an oil. It's not called a division. Lios mafsek bein avirush and eretz amim. It doesn't divide between the wine and the ear of eretz amim. Vein gozer al avira. The Rabbanim made a gzera not only on the gush, on the ground of eretz amim, but even on the air on top of it. As if the gzera would only be on the ground itself, then this could be a chatzitza. Since the maisa is something dividing between the ground and the wine, that would be called a chatzitza. But the maisa is not only the ground, it's even the air. The air is all around. So you want to have a good chatzitza oil to stop the air, like to be metama, the wine. That we say, no, since this box now, you're traveling with it, a box that's moving is not called an oil. It can't stop the tumah from going in. That's Shana Mishnah. Therefore, wine that's coming from Galil cannot be used for the Beis HaMikdash. All the wine that was used was always made in Yehud and Yerushalayim itself. But the Tanya will learn like this. Ha-nichnas l'Eretz Amim. Somebody goes into Eretz Amim. Goyish land. B'sheda teva mi. Believe he's going in a box, in a chest, in a mi, like a tower. Is Rebbe Matama. Rebbe says to Yatame. Why? Because oil zarek, the oil, when it's moving, does not help. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yudim Matayer. They hold no, Rebbe Yosef, Yud holds, even the oil, even though it's moving, it could be Matayer. Still called the good chatzitza. So the Kitzah Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita, that wine cannot be brought from the Golol to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. For the Gemara still, the Leisei Bekli Cheres, Hanukav Tzamet Pesel, let's put the wine inside an earthly Kli. And let's cover it up very well, tight, seal it tight on top. So Mela, that's called the Klicheres HaMukir, that's covered, Tzamet Tosel with a close, tight cover. So Lecha usually is that Tumah doesn't go in. Even if you have this in an oil mace, there's a mace there, still the Tumah does not go inside the Kli. So Chorer Tzamim, at most, had the Tumah, Nishum, the mason, they were afraid maybe mason are buried there. So Rabbani gave it a din tumah to Eretz Amim, but a kli cheres is matzo, doesn't let the tumah go in. So Marin says, Amar Rebbe Lozo, Amar Rebbe Eliezer Shoinin, we learned like this, Ein hegdish nitzel b'tzamet posel. No, that's a good for everything else. But there's a chumra by kutchim, anything that you're using for hegdish, it does not help to be protected inside an earthly kli, even though it's closed all around. Still, if it goes near an oil mace, here it goes over there, it's amim, the tumah goes inside the kli, and would be matam of the wine. Therefore, this wine that's coming from Galil, there's no way it should be used for the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Shoinim, we learned, Tanoim Shoinim, the Tanoim learned, Braisa, Shein HaKodesh Nitzel B'Tzamet Posel, that Kachim doesn't have this halacha. Kachim cannot be saved, even though it's inside this earthly kli, that's tight all around, it doesn't help for Kachim. Posh it's a chumer mit rabbonin. But the rice savad that does help, sorry mit rabbonin doesn't help. For the more of a tanya, we learned like this. Hurakasha. Ein chates nitzelis betzamet posel. Chates, Rashi says, that means the mei of a pora. If you have the ashes from the pora duma, that if you put it inside a kli cheres, even though it's sealed tight, still if it goes in contact with the mace, it becomes tummy. So mashmawat, my love, ha kredish nitzel. The only thing that has this chumrah, that the kli cheres doesn't save it, is only the ashes of the paraduma. That's a very chumadika thing to keep it torah. But mashma regular kachim, though, would be saved in the kli cheres. So the kasha, what we're saying, we want to say no, a kli cheres would not save a kachim. And here it's mashma, the only thing that won't be saved is only the chattis, the paraduma. But mashma regular kachim would be saved. Samar says no. The more light. That's that you have a diak, only the Eifa Chattis, only the Eifa, the ashes of the Paraduma can't be saved. That means Lafuka is the water could be saved. Mayim Rashi says it means Hamayim Sheinim Mekudoshim. Rashi says Shlanitin Ofer Aleim Adayim. That you have this water, that you want to keep the Torah in order eventually to put the ashes of the paraduma into the water, and then this water will have the kedusha of mechatis. So before you put the ashes of the paraduma into the water doesn't have that much kedusha to it yet. So such water, if it's in a earthly kli, that's sealed tight, and now it goes in contact with an ace, in an oil on ace, it will be tor. Why is it tor? Because that water doesn't have kedusha yet. But ein echanami, who adin kochim would not be saved by a klicheris. Not lavdavke me chatis poro, who adin regular kochim also would not be saved. That the Brisa says only chatis, it means lafuke demayim. The water that wasn't mekudesh yet, that water would be nitzel. Rashi says nitzola means uksherim lekadshon achakach. You could use it afterwards. You're allowed to put the ashes of the paraduma into this water. Mora says, no, Ivo Omar Ula. Ula said like this, Chavrayu means the people in Yerushalayim, by the base of Midosh, Madchen Beglila. What they used to do, no, Chavrayu just means Choshva people. The Chavra, the Chavrayu, Madchen Begolol. In Golol, they were making Torah Dikka wine to be used for the base of Midosh. So you see, even though the wine is in the Golol, there's a way, obviously, to bring it to Yerushalayim, because it says they used to make the wine there to be used for the Mizbeach. So not like we're saying the wine and the Golah can't get to the Beis HaMikdash Betaira. So Rashi says, Matkin means Metairin Yenam. There used to be Metairin their wine. Ushimonim and the Royal Mizbeach. In order to be used for the Mizbeach. Now the Kasher is, V'Ritzua Masekes Lom Metairin. If you're telling me now that there's a strip of land that divides the Golah and Yehuda that belongs to the Goyim, so whenever you walk, travel from the Golah to Yehuda, you have to go over the strip of land. So you always metama the wine. So for what purpose did they make the wine for the Mizbeach? They can't get it to the Mizbeach. So Gemara answers, still not a kasha to us. The Teretz says, Menichen. What they used to do is leave it. They made the wine tor, and not that they really brought it to Yerushalayim. They stored it away here in the Golah. And the waiting for Yehovah to come. Now when he'll come, the storm, he'll find a place how he can get from Golo to Yerushalayim without going over that Ritzua, so then they'll be able to use it. Rashi says, Shem Yov Yeliyo, the Yerulahen Shvil Bo, Sheinam Yeratzadim. Eliyo Anov will be able to tell you a direct route how to get from the Golil down to Yerushalayim without going over that strip of land that belongs to the Goyim. So when Eliyo Anov comes, they'll be able to get it there. Therefore, right now also, he kept this wine, they made the wine, to keep it. Not that they're really going to use the wine right now. Because right now, we don't know how to bring it down from the Golol to Yehuda. We're afraid it'll become Tomei. That's true now, Mishnah also. That Nemonim is only in the Golol, and not only in only in Yehuda, and not in the Golol. Right, then the Mishnah says, Oveshas Agitois Nemonim Afalatruma. But at the time when they really pressed the wine, then the Amoratzim are very makbet to make sure all the Kelim are tor, and the Reba Nemo to say the wine is tor also. So Mara says, Rimini, I have a kasha like this. Hagoymer Zaysov, somebody finished making his wine, his oil. Hagoymer Zaysov is Yeshaya Kupachas. He should leave over one barrel of wine. V'yitinenu li'enei koyin. Give it in front of the eyes of a kohen. That's the way you should give it to the kohen for truma. So Rashi says like this: Hagomer Zaysov, Amoret Shabal Nigmer Zaysov, and Amoret that just got finished pressing all his olives to get oil, and now he has the last olives left over, and he wants to give it for truma. So how does he give the truma now to the kohen? Is Yeshoyer Kupachas Letzarav Trumaysov? Let him before he presses that olive, let him leave the olives over to give it to the kohen. The Yetinenu li'enei kohen, the gizah should be in the eyes of the kohen. He should give it in front of the eyes of the kohen. What does that mean? The Yerenu and the kohen should see and look at the olives. Shloi huchshiru azaysim, that the zaysim would never have any water on it. Was not huchshla kabotuma. The Yakoyin yasena b'taira, and then let the kohen himself press out the olives to make oil from it. But Alma, what do you see? That the Shas Agitas, even at the time of the Abadim, when they're pressing the wine and the oil, ain't them on him. We don't trust the Amorites. We don't let him make this last barrel of olives into truma, into oil first, and give the oil to the Kohen B'Tervis Truma. We don't let him do that, because we're afraid if he's going to give it the oil, B'Tervis Truma, it's Tomei. So we tell the Amorites, leave over some olives, and give it directly right now to the Kohen. And let the Kohen feed that it was not Huchshel Kabutuma, and the Kohen will make it for Taira. But otherwise, the Amoritz is not Nemun. I hear it at the time of the press. You're pressing the olives now to make oil. Since even Bishas of the Badim, still you're not Nemun. So Mura says, Amr Rav Nachman Lakasha, you know there's no steer here. Hor Becharfi, Hor Biafli. One is the quick season, and one is the afli, the longest season. The olives that grow late. Trashiv afli means the season when they grow too late, these olives. That means shekvar over zmana gitois, laruba di alma. Most of the people already finished the press already. Komad lem hemen, then we said it on hemen. If you had a late crop this year, that your olives got finished late, so by the time you're pressing it now in the press, everybody else already finished making their oil, so that's called after the Shasa Habadim, and therefore the Amoritz is not Nemun. So then we tell the Amoritz to say, to leave over the last barrel of Truma, and give it to the Kohen full, and let the Kohen himself take off the Truma. So he said back to him, what's called the late crop, what's called an afli? So he answered him back, look at your father's crop. Awfully heavy. Now this year your father's crop of oil, of olives, were also a late crop. So that's called a late crop. Rav Yosef answers no. The Golul Shonu. After we say here that not Nemer is talking about in Golul. Trashi the Golul Shoni umastisin to Kotoni the Mehem the Yehudakoi. Our Mishnah says the belief is going in Yehuda. Tony Resh, that was the Resh of our Mishnah. Shev Yehuda them on him alteris yaim v'shemin. V'yolo koi v'shas tagit v'sabadim afalot truma. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Nemun b'shas, they press the Amoratzim amakpitim mitar the kelim. That's only in Yehuda. But in Golo, they're not makpit. Even b'shas ha-betzir, b'shas ha-gitois, they're not makpit. So Rashi Tosfos says the pshat is b'glila shonu, sheyesh lem roiv shemin. That they have so much oil, like so much olives, that they for sure keep on pressing even after the pressing season. So therefore, the end of their olives are not Nemanon. Because by the time they get finished pressing all their olives, it's already after the season, the normal season, the pressing season. Therefore, in Golul, they're not Neman to say it's Torah. Therefore, the Brisa says in Golul, they have to leave it over and let the Kohen make it into Truma. Let the Kohen make the olives into oil. Yeah. Like this. It says over Hayardin the Golul Harayin Kiyuda. Abra Yardin, the other side of the Yardin and the Golul, has the same halacha like Yehuda. What does that mean? That Nemonim Alayayin, Bishas Hayayin, that an Amoritz, when he gives Truma to the Kohen, if it's at the time when they're pressing the wine, the Amoritz is Nemo the Seitz Tor. Vi Allah Shemin Bishas Hashemin. And when the Amoritz want to give oil now, olive oil, to the Kohen for Truma, if it's at the time when they're pressing the olives, he's Nemun. It says here, even in Golul, you see, even in Golul, still the Nemun. But if they finished already the season of pressing the wine, even though it's still during the time of pressing the Shemin, that doesn't help. The Meister's finished the time of the pressing of the wine, the Amoritz is not Nemun anymore. The same thing the opposite way. For loyal Hashemin b'shas hayayin, if you now still pressing your olives, and them and everybody else finished it, but some people are still pressing the wine, so what? But the mice, it's not the zman of the Shemin anymore, therefore the Amoritz is not Nemun anymore. But at Kopon and b'shas Hashemin, at the time when it's a time now to press the oil, you are Nemun. So you see clearly, even in Golul also the Nemun. So how could before we say Golul is not Nemun? So Mor says, Elo ma'achvata g'rishonim yikoro. Avada, the emetic terrace is the first terrace we said. That there's no difference between Golul and Yehuda. The Amoritz b'shas ha-betzir, if b'shas ha-badim is Nemun. But the difference is, one is talking about b'charfi, which is the zman of the badim, and one is talking about p'afli, a late season. And this year you add your olives the late season, by the time the Amoritz does it, it's already finished the time that most of the people are making the olives already, so therefore there's no Nemunis. Therefore the Amoritz is not Nemun. But then the Brisa says, over agitois the abadim, if already past the time when they finish pressing the wine, they finish pressing the olive oil. They have loy chav yeshoyayin, and now the Amoritz is coming and bringing his barrel of wine. Is loy kaplenim himenu. That's what our Mishnah says.
The Amorist now brings his truma to a kohen as a chaver. The kohen as a chaver should not accept it. But the Eitzah, what the Amorit should do, the Amorit should leave it legasabu. That's what the Amorit should do. The Amorit says, now, boy, you may name Rosh Hashanah. We have a shalom from Rosh Hashanah. What's going to be Ovar v'kiblu mahu? Shinichenu legasabu. Let's say the Kohen by mistake accepted from the Amorites. The Amorites came and gave truma to the Kohen when it's not the Zman Abadim. So the Amorites is not Nemun, and the Kohen accepted it. So Maisa now the Kuru, the Kohen has Tomidika truma in his possession. What should be the Locha Manshi Nechen Legasabu? Could the Kohen himself, like, put it aside now the truma and not use it until next year when it comes the season of the wine press again? Because Vaisdeis, at the time of the pressing of the wine, then the Amorit is Neman. Like, what's the difference if the Amorit keeps it by himself, or the Kohen keeps it till then? That's the Shaila. Omalu, he answered back to Nisu, no, we learned like this.